Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What we're dealing with right now is the NFL coming out with a new set of rules regarding the national anthem. It's an intersection of patriotism, of sports, of social justice. It's a very interesting and crazy time. And so what I wanted to do is to start off the show, we're going to bring on a guest right now. He's a former Green Beret and NFL player. Nate Boyer is with me. Nate, thanks for being a part of the show.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing, Nate, is, you know, you have such an interesting connection to everything that's going on right now because you're the guy that convinced Kaepernick to kneel. So what was that whole process like? How did it get to that stage?
Well, that's part of the problem right there in the way you introduced me, and it's not your fault.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, when you say I convinced him to kneel, it makes it sound like I told him to protest or I suggested that he kneel and protest instead of what happened was, you know, us meeting together, having a conversation. He was sitting on the bench at the time in protest. He said that he would not stand. And then through our conversation, I wanted him to stand. I urged that, but we found a middle ground in kneeling alongside his teammates. And so he compromised in some way, I guess. And that's important to distinguish. People don't know that story enough because so really that, you know, what's important, I guess, long story short, is kneeling was born out of compromise, and it was a middle ground agreed upon by two people that disagreed on something and kind of saw things differently, but were willing to listen to one another and work together.
So what was it about kneeling then? Why was that an acceptable solution for both of you?
Well, I mean, it was alongside his teammates, which I thought was key. And, you know, he in the military, we take a knee to pull security. You know, people take a knee to pray, to propose to their wives. I just thought it was more proactive, more respectful. You know, it wasn't something that looked like it was just, you know, like he didn't care or was sort of sitting this one out, I guess. It was something that was a little bit different.
So from that gesture that's a little bit different, it ends up starting a movement in the NFL, and it becomes this big firestorm issue for 2 years. And what do you make of it that it's gotten to the point that the NFL needed to step in and make a rule?
So you're saying over the last 2 years, like what progress? What are you saying? What are you asking?
Well, it's just that so Kaepernick kneels, and from there it spreads across the league. You start getting players in all these different teams that are making gestures that are, in a sense, solidarity with Kaepernick. And so he ignited a big movement, a big social justice movement across the league. And so it gets to this point where it's so talked about and it becomes so divisive that 2 years later, I mean, it's been so long since he first knelt that we're finally at this point that the NFL is making a rule about it. I mean, what do you think about the fact that this has just all gotten to be such a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very important issue. And I think, you know, maybe the NFL took a little too long to do something like this, you know, to make a ruling, I guess. I mean, the NBA did something long ago in regards to this, sort of in the same manner, but they do a really good job working with their players and making sure their voices are heard and their causes are brought to the spotlight and the forefront. And I think the NFL, I hope the NFL moves in that direction now, and I think they will more. We saw some of that last year with the $89 million that they donated to some of these players' causes. But, you know, the conversation is not going away. It's definitely during a time where we feel more divided than at least we've been in my lifetime as a country. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys in the league that are still demonstrating, still doing things, and we'll find ways to to demonstrate, I think, respectfully, but are also doing things off the field, which is really what matters most. Not so much what's happening during the song. You know, what are they doing? What are they standing? Are they kneeling? Are they locking arms? Like, we're so focused on that, when in reality, that is not what changes anything. That is not what really matters. I mean, when we're overseas in combat, as a military member, the last thing we're thinking about is the flag and the anthem. We're thinking about taking action, our brothers on the left and right of us, and what can we do for the mission right now. And so that's what's more important. That's what should be focused on with these players in the league moving forward. Guys like, you know, locally in Philly, there are guys like Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins and, you know, so many others that are really involved, not just in social justice, but just doing causal stuff all over the world and making a difference and, you know, not just sticking to sports. That's what we need to focus on more. And I think that the NFL will do more of that and should do more of that if they want this to really, you know, quote unquote, go away.
So, yeah, you're looking for this. We're talking about athletes having this opportunity to go out and have this impression and make a statement. And when it comes to sports leagues, one of the big arguments right now is that the NFL has the right to put this in place and kind of quash the anthem protesting because they're a business. I mean, when we're looking at a league like the NFL, what kind of expectations should we have that they do social justice kinds of things?
I mean, I don't know if there's any expectation, but you know, it kind of falls on the players, and they should be allowed to do those things. I mean, they are allowed to do those things. You're allowed to do whatever you want off duty. It's just it's a matter of this becoming such a difficult time when this is going on, right? Because of what the anthem and the flag means to a lot of people, and you know, an important thing to note is why we play the anthem at sporting events, why that started. And it dates back to 1918 and World War I during the World Series, Red Sox versus Cubs. And they played the Star Spangled Banner during the seventh inning stretch to honor the military. That's why it started. And it became a tradition because of that. And it was one of the reasons that the Star Spangled Banner became the anthem in 1931. But nobody talks about that. Like, that's not, you know, because it's not a hot take. It's not a divisive topic. So we don't ever discuss that. But it's important to understand, like, everybody demonstrating, every player should know that history, right? If they're going to, you know, take a knee or do whatever. I'm not saying that that's wrong, taking a knee or doing that. I mean, that's what we fought for in the military ultimately, our freedoms and rights. And so anyway, there's things that need to be understood and addressed. And, you know, I'm never going to demand anything from anybody as far as a gesture on the field or off the field. I just want people to be aware and respectful of one another and understand where each other's coming from.
Well, it's interesting that you mention respect. And by the way, we're talking with Nate Boyer, who's a Green Beret and a former NFL player. So the rule is littered with the phrase of respect, respecting the flag, respecting the anthem. And so when I look at this rule, it's just so interesting because before it was kneeling or a fist in the air, whatever it might have been, and now the NFL's solution is to put players in the locker room. And for you, being a Green Beret, I mean, is this more respectful? Is it less respectful? What do you make of them having this be the switch?
I mean, they're not putting players in the locker room. They're just giving them the option to stay in the locker room if they'd like during the anthem. And, you know, but if they're going to come out on the field, they're asked to stand. And if, you know, if they don't do that, then I guess they'll be fined or the team will be fined. I mean, this is something the owners voted on. They decided they own the teams. It is a business at the end of the day. And, you know, you don't have to like it. And you can continue to work towards whatever progress you see fit, and you should. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, they do it in the NBA. They do it in other leagues. This isn't a new thing. It's just it's just where they're at. And I think it's more about the way that it was handled, not necessarily the result that a lot of people have a problem with.
Yeah, the way it's handled has been so curious. I mean, the fact that it took 2 years for this thing, and at this point, like, I think it was maybe between 18 and 25 players that were actually protesting by the end of last year. Do you think that with them coming out and being so slow to make this rule, is this going to reignite things? Do you think it gets better from here? What do you project from all of this?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm interested to see what the fans will do this year, and to see how viewership is, and to see, you know, how it affects everything as a business, I guess. But I have no idea. I'm not going to just speculate. You know, we got mainstream media to do that.
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm here. Well, well, Nate, I appreciate you checking in with the show. It's been really interesting talking to you, and have a good night.
You too, brother.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.